Now, back to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
You hear a lot about social media and how it's being censored by those at the top. Conservative groups targeted oftentimes. But what about these social media platforms, Facebook, for example, being used as a tool for genocide? Nicolee Ambrose is a spokesman for the Faith Coalition to Stop Genocide in Burma, or Myanmar, depending on who you'd like to hear from. But Nicolee, welcome to the program.
Steve, great talking.
Good to have you here. All right, so give me an idea of what you're talking about here. Myanmar's military and radical Buddhist monks are using the social media platform, it is claimed, in a campaign against Christians and Muslims alike. Do tell.
All right. So here you've got this country that's 88% Buddhist, and it's really run by this radical military junta, and they've decided, I guess, the way to unify their country is to try to get rid of anyone who's not Buddhist. So obviously they're bastardizing the religion. Add in Facebook, and add in Facebook with no one who understands the Burmese language. And they literally said it. So, you know, it, by 2016, Burma had more Facebook users than any other South Asian country. And when people...
Really?
When, yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
I mean, they barely have running water and lights in that country. I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but I mean, it's not exactly very well advanced. They've been, you know, they're about as advanced as North Korea on a lot of fronts, are they not?
Well, certainly from a human rights perspective, they're right there. Yes.
All right, so,
might be a little, you know, there might be a city or two where they think they're more sophisticated.
Hmm.
But not really if we talk about the human rights problems they have. And they literally... When someone would get, you know, their first smartphone, they thought Facebook was the internet because Facebook was set up as basically their internet country. So when these new users were opening up their phone and on Facebook, they thought that was legitimate news.
Mm. I'm still hung up on this whole Buddhist thing. You're gonna have to help me here, Nicolee, because. I have the, maybe I'm wrong and maybe I'm not up on Buddhist theology the way I should be, but I had this notion that Buddhists were pacifists.
So most Buddhists are totally horrified by what is happening in Burma. I went, right, so basically this radical military attacked these Rohingya farmers along the coastline. They've been going after the Christians. I ended up in a refugee camp with a million of these Rohingya refugees. And we went with Buddhist monks who just were apologizing profusely to these refugees, saying, you know, this is not our religion. We're so sorry. And trying to communicate with monks.
Hold on, Nicolee. I'm having a little trouble hearing you. A little dropout in your phone there. I apologize, but I had a little trouble hearing you. So you need to say that part one more time, please.
They can't. These Buddhist monks went with can't get a response from the monks inside Burma.
All right, we're going to hold on just one second there. Get Nicolee back connected to the program. But isn't it, for those of you that know much about this, the country was overtaken, Myanmar was overtaken, Burma was overtaken a few years ago by this military junta, and they changed the name from Burma to Myanmar, if I'm not mistaken. Some recognize that name, some do not, and it's a very closed country. Not a good place to be, not a place I would recommend for vacation is a fair way to put it. Do we have her back? All right, she's going to call back in. We're going to get reconnected here with Nicolee. But it seems, I guess I'm just fascinated by the fact that they have enough technology there to use Facebook to target Christians, to target Muslims, to target anybody for that matter. Because to me, it's always been my impression that it's a very third world country, if you will. All right, Nicolae. So let's pick up the conversation there. It seems to me that I guess what I was sharing with the listeners is that I'm just surprised, because my impression of Myanmar has always been that it's a very third world country without a lot of high tech. But I guess maybe I'm wrong.
Well, there's been such an evolution. I mean, in the past few years, you go over to so many of these different countries, and there's some ways that they've just shot ahead, and then other ways in which they haven't kind of caught up to modern standards. And I mean, Burma is the best example of this, because here you have, you know, folks running around thinking Facebook is the internet. And what that led to was these kind of radical monks did campaigns like the 969 campaign, where they literally had stickers and branding to say only do business with other Buddhists and to discriminate against people who weren't Buddhists. You had one of their leading monks, like, doing posts on Facebook, you know, applauding the murder of his political opponents, and Facebook would not take it down. You had this guy saying, oh, you're better off marrying a dog than you are a non-Buddhist. And then you have, once the military, for example, then rolls in and literally tries to commit genocide, kill anyone they can find who's a Rohingya, you have the general using Facebook to post updates about the military's campaign of genocide, saying, oh, it's an unfinished job right now. And Facebook let all this stuff stay up. So this is 2016, 2017.
Right.
Zuckerberg gets hauled in front of the Senate, right? And his response to this in May of 2018 is, oh, we're going to work on hiring more Burmese language content reviewers.
Oh, nice. You know, and that's the thing. You know, Facebook, they don't care. Let's just jump to it. They're making piles of money even after their big losses. They're back. They're stabilized. They're making tons of money. Nicolae, I got to leave it there. But I'd like to have this conversation further in the future, because I find it fascinating that a country is able to pass the propaganda off as legitimate news. Nicolae, I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
Nicolae Ambrose, spokesman for the Faith Coalition to Stop Genocide in Burma. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My backyard.
Oh, your backyard. Try telling a bear that.
I did, and this bear talked back.
Talking bear, that's rich.
No, wait, it was Smokey Bear.
Smokey?
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste.
No, boy.
He told me to burn legally and responsibly, and to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And as always, he's right. You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Yeah, I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I'm a mom.